Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer Unlocks podcast and Block Talk radio show. I hope everyone's been watching the debate. You know, friends in worldwide and Australia have been, and Canada, of course, and all of the world. So I am going to be talking a little bit about that today, but I want to get back to our prayers. And today our prayers to Mother, O Queen of Paradise. And it's going to be emphasizing the protection of the unborn and those who will protect the unborn from those who will perform abortions. So we'll get into that, and we're going to pray to Our Lady, pray with her, and through the Holy Spirit, guidance for all of us. For they know the truth. They know what is the will of God and His plan. So we will be praying to Our Lady. And all I say is, an individual, I am a Roman Catholic, but I don't speak for the church. They may not want me speaking for them. I'm a little bit too political. Because being an independent person, I can say what I want, basically, hopefully through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I'm not confined to be neutral. So if I seem biased, I really study the facts. I'm not a major reporter or media outlet that really should be neutral and should not be picking our next candidate. I believe this is going to hurt our two-party system if it's not already over. Democracy in America always stood for a two-party system. But when freedom of the press, which is their First Amendment right, which I accept and applaud, has a deep responsibility. Freedom to talk, the First Amendment right, you're not allowed to scream fire in a theater, for example. So their freedoms cannot be called screaming of fires in the world, in the political world, especially when they're not true or biases. As you know, if you listen to the debate, there was some interesting that came out if you heard the debate. But if you heard the analysis afterwards, you never heard a word. Not one from the major networks. Not one. About that $7 billion that was lost when Mrs. Clinton was Secretary of State. If that was by a Republican administration or a Republican it would be an outcry. If it was a Republican Secretary of State, he would have been thrown out of office and never to be able to run again for any political or appointee. So that's just one. I heard we also talked to Mr. Trump about when he was in Little Haiti, and also I saw YouTube videos of Haitians who believe the Clinton Foundation did not distribute correctly the billions of dollars controlled by the world who were giving their funds. They were in charge of it. We find out now they gave those monies to political hacks, political hack. They don't really do what they're supposed to do. He's just, if you want to know what evidence is, go look at Haiti now. Go look at the disaster today. It really hasn't changed much. So my big question to the Clinton Foundation, what did you do to improve Haiti when it's just as bad as it was? So a lot of things came out. How Hillary Clinton operatives and actual people who worked for her were paying operatives to be destructive, to create violence, create hatred. But again, the major media did not speak about that. They're focusing on things that happened 35 years ago or 30 years ago, allegedly in an airplane. They won't even focus about all the things that the Hillary Clinton did. Those deleted emails. Those four people killed in Libya. Our own U.S. ambassador. We asked hundreds of times for help and was denied by Hillary Clinton. Or she states, she did not know, like she did not know about the emails. Really? So even either she knows and she should be condemned and convicted, or she never knew and then she should, that has no right to be elected to any office if she's that incapable. Either way, I can't see how that could happen. But the major media not going to tell you that. They won't say a word. New York Times, the ABC network, the CBS network, NBC network, CNN, and all the major outlets. Because they already chose who they wanted as president. Even poor Bernie Sanders. They didn't want him either. So yes, as Donald would say, the fix is in. Now, we found out too that they were going to be destroying documents from elections. How many documents we might not know, but they will be destroying them. So they feel they may have to do that. I don't believe they should have to, personally. I believe in a democracy. I believe in a two-party system. I believe a right to speak and to be heard. So that means if the right to be speaking to be heard by the press, you must, as your obligation, to speak both sides. You could have your individual biases, but Brinkley and those guys, I don't think we even knew what the individual bias was because they didn't show it. They were neutral, and they did not show any bias, definitely did not promote one candidate over another. Today is one of the hashtags there is on Twitter, and I'll give you to promote it, and it's a top 10 trending. Let's go to Twitter. See, it's Feeling Fridays, and they may have taken another one off. Oh, Flashback Friday. Today is hashtag Flashback Friday. If you're like me, go to Twitter. Even if you don't have a Twitter account, sign up for Twitter. It's no big deal. And say, hashtag Twitter, bias media, hashtag bias media. Why, New York Times, are you not reporting both sides? Why major media networks of ABC, NBC, and CBS, and CNN is reporting both sides? say, just don't say it. After the debates, it was so obvious. It's like they're round tables. It's so obvious. It's, you know, it's, you know, it's blatant. Blatant. I can't understand it. Now, who is this going to hurt? The American people, of course. And even the world. My number one thing, as a Catholic and a Christian, I would hope all my fellow Catholics and Christians who are listening, is the protection of the unborn. Abortion. She is going to choose, Hillary is going to choose the next Supreme Court justices. Will determine a lot. Now, they have that sacred cow, Roe versus Wade. Some people even had to look it up in Google what it meant, but I lived through it. And back then in the early 70s, there was a lot of people, women would go to get abortion in, you know, unauthorized clinics, and they'd get hurt and killed. And of course, we don't want that. No one does. But if it was overturned, as Mr. Trump said, it would be up to the individual states. So, you know, some states probably would keep the abortion, like California and Massachusetts, in the very liberal states. And I'm sure. So it would be plenty of states where if a woman has to go to get an abortion, they could go. I think we should be limiting abortion. And it used to be even the Democrat Party would say abortion only in extreme emergency, extreme cases. That's what they stated, the last platform. They took that out. Now it's on demand. Anytime they want abortion for any reason, anything. You just think about, well, what color of day is it? And also, when Hillary said some things that are very, very scary to us, I hope. I didn't hear about the Catholic Church, what they were saying when they were having dinner with her. With the cardinal from New York sitting right next to her, whispering in her ears. I hope he was whispering, "You're killing babies. Stop it." I'm sure he wasn't saying to her because he wasn't smiling. Now, yes, I think he should be neutral, you know, if you're a cardinal. But you got to speak out for an unborn. Where are you, cardinal? Speaking out for the unborn, demanding that protection, especially in the later months. The babies, as Donald Trump, Mr. Trump said in a debate, 4 days, 5 days before birth, they could kill that baby? And what's the purpose of the family deciding to kill that baby? Oh, maybe it may have a syndrome or something that they don't like. It's still a god of child. So where you're saying it's okay, Hillary, if the baby is deformed in any way, is not perfect baby, then the parents have a right to kill it before it's born. Which is kind of unusual, considering if the mother is killed or she's died in a car crash because of a DUI. It's DUI manslaughter for the mother who was killed and the baby. So the laws in the states recognize that unborn as a human being. Oh, no, it's a human being. There's not a question about it. We have evidence. Today's technology is a lot different than back in the 70s, Roe versus Wade. It's 100%. Baby, 100% human. Now, maybe it's flawed. Maybe it's not the healthiest baby. But is that the reason why we should kill a baby? If that's the case, we should be killing anyone who's not perfect. The disabled, they gotta go. The elderly, they gotta go. Is that next, Hillary Clinton? My grandmother, grandfather who's sick should be put to death, or basically
my father had a stroke in Canada. And we know about supposedly the socialized medicine. So I went to visit him when he had his stroke. And they told me if he would get sick, like pneumonia or any of this, like a smaller, you know, a cold, if that would, they would not do anything to help him. They would give him pain medicine, morphine, and that's it. And eventually, that's what they did. He got pneumonia. He died from pneumonia years later. They gave him morphine. Sure. Is that the country that we want? Is that the country that we want where people will be killed and not helped because they're old or they're unborn or they had disease? That's the next step, people. That is the next step. Cardinal, I hope you were whispering that in Hillary Clinton's ears when she was laughing. Pray to God Almighty. Speak out. We all need to speak out. The bishops in the U.S. have been speaking out, and I'm happy to hear that. You got to emphasize that. Pope Francis, I love you, Pope Francis. You are one of my favorite popes. John Paul II is up there, too. But you're our pope for today. And it's like everything, I think. It's for today. But, Pope Francis, I know you don't understand capitalism. And you believe socialism is better, but look at countries with socialism. I mean, one good example, when you go and pray, and things have been changing, but they're still pretty bad in Cuba. And other countries that are communists and socialists, and it doesn't really help the people. Look at the people. I hope you know that the people there are poor people. Capitalism doesn't help. Listen, Haiti, you have all those special interests, Pope Francis, that Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation did not help. I know the Catholic Church is helping with Catholic received services. And I applaud it, and I give money to it, and I tell everyone to promote it, and or if they can, try to give money to help those in need in Haiti and other countries. Yes, we need to help our brothers. We are our brothers' keepers, and I agree with that. But then how do we do it? It can't be all talk. It has to be some action. Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, where is your action? What's wrong with Haiti now? It hasn't changed. That kind of proves it. It hasn't changed. And the people in Haiti are very upset with Hillary Clinton and her foundation. She was getting money. She went from being dead broke worth over $100 million. Wow. A true story of greatness. Unless it was on the backs of the U.S. citizens. And when she was Secretary of State, when she signed an agreement with her president, Obama, that she would not be any conflicts. And she didn't even look at that. What happened, Hillary? Even if you did anything not illegal, that conflict of interest was, what, a joke to you? You weren't serious? Were you laughing then, Hillary? Were you laughing when the ambassador and those people who tried to save the ambassador were killed? You know, you talk about Donald Trump being on a TV show when Bin Laden was killed and captured. But what happened, I remember quite frankly, when the day after our U.S. ambassador was killed and his colleagues. What did our president do? Wasn't he off to some function? Oh, yes, work, playing golf? I don't remember what he was doing, but he really wasn't concerned about it. And neither will you. You lied to the poor mother of the dead body right in front of the corpse. You lied and said it was about a movie, and you knew it wasn't about a movie. So please, Hillary Clinton, stop the lies. And Connell, please, next time you whisper in her ear, ask her for the babies. Where are they? So I will now pray prayer to our mother. O Queen of Paradise. O Queen of Paradise, who are seated above all other choirs of angels and are closed to God, I, a poor sinner, greet you from this valley of tears and beseech you to turn your eyes of mercy towards me. Look, O Mary, at how many dangers are now surrounding me and will surround me while on this earth, especially the dangers of offending God. In you, my Queen, I put all my hope. I love you and long to come and see you in paradise. O Mary, when will the day come when I shall finally say to myself at your feet, when will I kiss the hand that has given me so many graces? It is true, my mother, that is my life. I have been very ungrateful, but if I reach heaven, I will love you in every moment, forever and ever, and will make up for my ingratitudes by blessings and thanking you forever. I thank you, God, for having granted me such a great trust in the blood of Jesus Christ and in your powerful intercession. Your devoted children have placed great hope in you. None of them has ever been disappointed. Surely then, I will not be disappointed either. O Mary, I ask your son, as I too ask him, through the merits of his passion, to grant that those that these hopes of mine may be strengthened and fulfilled. Amen. We now pray three Hail Marys. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all. We all have to make tough decisions this election. We live here in the U.S. It's a great many lives at stake. The unborn, those that may be killed because bad policies that the Clinton administration will have. I'm sorry to say, many lives will be killed, and the blood of those unborn will be on Clinton's hands. Amen.